I got the files back when I woke up enough to look. I had the files back from Karen Conlon, and I spent the day going through, checking out her edits. I use most of them. To be frank, I use even the ones that I don't necessarily agree with. If she doesn't get it, even though it's the right word, even though it's the words I want to use, if she found them confusing, if she found them difficult, even though I like them, it doesn't necessarily mean they're the right words. So quite frequently I will redo, and did. A couple places I didn't. She didn't know what the limb of a planet was. It is in fact the term. It is the right term. There is no other term. And I sent it back so she would know that in the future. But yeah, good. Some good feedback. Some good good ideas. That pretty much, mostly, almost all of them got incorporated. Some of them I didn't change what she pointed to, but changed the thing before it, so that it wasn't. That was a little more clear, a little straightforward, a little more straightforward, a little clearer. Some of those words work together. I don't know which ones. But then I spent the evening putting it into ebook format. And since I already had, good morning, since I already had the cover done and I had the blurb done, I uploaded it. So Milk Run is available today. Those of you in the Facebook group probably already figured that out because the Facebook group exploded this morning. Good morning, good morning. And yeah, we've sold a few copies already. I've got a I noticed the sales rank this morning debuted at under 5,000, which is really quite good. I hope it's not too early. If you're on the email list, I have not emailed the list yet. Morning.
Deciding if you want to scratch it back.
Ah, big decision. It's a beefy, beefy bulldog. Yeah, decided against it, I guess. He was trying to decide if he was going to roll over and roll in the grass or not. I guess he didn't. I don't know if it's a Boston Bulldog or English Bulldog or whatever. Beefy, beefy Bulldog. So yeah, we've got book number 12, Milk Run, is up and available. So I'll go home, I'll get the email list working, put a post on the blog. Coming up on the first of the month, I may wait to post on the blog until the first of the month so I have something to write about and to kind of spread the uptick out a little bit. It's going to be hard because there's there's almost 1,000 people in the Facebook group. And, yeah, there's been a lot of, because of the beta readers talking about it, there's been a lot of interest in it in the Facebook group. So, okay, I can now move on to Darkness, to Fire Called. Not today. Today I'm going to be sociable with the kids and the wife. I may start putting tires on bicycles. You never know. So I have to update my board. I've got a book out August 26th. I went with Smuggler's Tales. I'm not sure that's exactly the right choice, but for three books, we'll do it. Going forward, I think we may simplify things greatly. After these two trilogies are done, we may just simplify them to be Tales from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. So we'll see how it works out. I don't know how well I did answering some of the concerns that the beta readers had, but I gave it a shot. Sun is hot. I'm walking in the shade and I walk past the end of a street and the sun was able to shine directly on me and it's like, yeah, right. And this next little bit won't be chilly. So I'm going to have to write a review. I don't have a review for the website, for peer reviewed, for next Wednesday. Or the following Wednesday for that matter. So I need to write a couple of reviews. I got a couple that I can toss in. I just finished reading, what is his name? Gordon Savage, one of the Rocky Mountain fiction writers. The book is called Teleporter. And it's a... only loosely science fiction. It's mostly action adventure, thriller. I'm debating on whether or not to review that one. To be honest, the cover is really amateur. If I saw that cover and didn't know anything about Gordon, I would just go right by that book. Monk post, because that's kind of not the story itself. I kept saying God, I can't read any more of this. This is dreadful. And yet I did. I read it. I finished it. I went through it. And bastard clipped me at the end. It was totally unnecessary. Completely not required. And yet, the last paragraph, it's like, Gordon. And it was a lot of back and forth running around, smart people doing stupid things, even though some of them were allegedly smarter than that, and would actually hang a lantern on. Okay, we can't do this because of that. And then they would go ahead and do the thing. It's like, wait a minute. Kicking yourself afterwards for doing something stupid that you knew was stupid to begin with, that's dumb. So I don't know. It's written really well. Even with all of its flaws, he dragged me through it. Titles Teleporter, author is Gordon Savage. Here's a couple of books out. This is the first one he's actually self-published. He thought he self-published the first one, but it was through a vanity press. And he never sold any copies. So, yeah. Looking for something to read after Milk Run. There's a possibility. I need to find a couple other books I've read. What did I read before that? Oh, I think it was the La Neige Omnibus. I think I read before that, which was interesting. I can see a certain theme in terms of libertarianism there, and why people see the Golden Age of Solar Clipper as largely libertarian. And that is actually quite true. It is. Now that I know what I'm looking at, it is rather libertarian. So clearly I have a libertarian bend. But there's also a certain sense of safety net in the Golden Age that they didn't really see so much. I mean, there was a certain amount of it. The dole, people being on the dole, if they didn't have a job, they would get a stipend from the government. And the danger of that being that once you start getting your income from the government, you may well decide that the government needs to be retained regardless, no matter what, because without it, you don't have any income. And there's a certain reality there. There's a certain truth to that. So like Social Security and Medicare. And then there's the economy issue. I've been thinking a lot about the economy. I think a lot about the economy all the time anyway, but the politicians say, we're going to bring jobs back. No. No, you're not. The jobs aren't coming back. The jobs we need are not the jobs that are coming back. And my wife had a brilliant, and I'm sure this is not something that is completely new or something that nobody else has thought of or said or whatever, but it's not the first time that she said it, but last night it sort of hit me. And that's that what we need is infrastructure investment. If you need a lot of people of low skill, for low-skilled jobs that pay well, build roads. You don't have to have a lot of skills to stand out there with a slow traffic sign. There'd be a flagman. There's a lot of, which end of the shovel do you hold kind of jobs that come with construction, that come with, we're going to tear down this road, we're going to replace it and put in something good, we're going to put up a new bridge. Yeah, you need engineers, you need architects, you need people who know construction, you need foremen and crane operators, and you need those people. But you only need a couple of those compared to the people that you need who can run a steamroller, who can rake out concrete or whatever. Good morning. So it's like we're in desperate straits in terms of roads and bridges in the United States. And the economy is suffering not because people don't have jobs, but because people don't get paid enough. It's buying power that's the problem, it's not employment. And that's what I think everybody's missing. When they say they're going to bring back jobs, back good paying jobs, high paying jobs. No, no. The days of $45 an hour on an assembly line, yeah, no. Ah, well. Get down off that soapbox. Yep. Anyway, I'm out. I walked, I talked, and now I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.